More than 11,000 Mauritanians in the southern Rosso area are receiving assistance from the United Nations World Food Program, including cereals, vegetable oil, and sugar. Prime Minister Moulay Ould Mohamed Lagdaf is promising to provide clean drinking water to those displaced, and the United Nations Children's Fund is working with the National Water Company to install pumps. This area near the Senegal River has been particularly hard hit by heavy rains. Many of those displaced are living in shelters on higher ground, 7 kilometers north of Rosso along the road to the capital. That may delay the start of the school year, as many children in the area are far from home, and some classrooms are being used to house those displaced by the flooding. Farmer Suleiman Sall is a father of eight. He says he registered his family for assistance, but only one of his wives received aid, while he says other women are going from registration center to registration center, signing up more than once. Yakub Ould Usman came to Rosso from the flooded area of Satara on a horse cart because he lost his wheelchair. Usman says he registered for assistance, but his registration was canceled. Some of the people around him are being helped, others are not. He says he feels like a citizen without a country and does not know what to do because there's no one to complain to. Yahya Ould Sheikh Mohammed Val is the governor of Rosso. Val says the local government has registered more than 3,000 people who need help because of the flooding. He says the process has been slowed as local authorities have to verify the validity of claims, because Val says many people are coming to Rosso from areas that are not affected by flooding in hopes of getting aid for which they're not entitled. The area around Rosso is also home to several thousand former refugees who've recently returned to Mauritania from Senegal. Val says those refugees already live in better conditions than most Mauritanians, as they've been given tents, land, and cattle. Boubacar Mbodj coordinates the repatriation of former refugees around Rosso. Mbodj says most returning refugees live in hangars or small tents without sides, so they're not protected from rains that are destroying much of their personal property. Aid agencies, including the Lutheran World Federation, are helping control mosquitoes, disinfect toilets, and remove garbage. There's also been flooding in the city of Kaidi and the Mauritanian capital, Nouakchott. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.